America Weekend.
Hello and welcome back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith as we continue on with the 4th of July weekend, a celebration. And I like to look at it that way, Roland, a celebration.
I do too, because I always have great memories of being a kid. And, you know, and I'm an old guy now. And I like to watch my grandchildren and the neighborhood kids, you know, celebrate totally in a different way than we used to. I mean, now they when they ride a bike, they have to have a helmet. When I was a kid, they had no such thing as helmets.
Helmet, I still can't do the helmet thing. I don't get that.
Well, you don't ride a bike anyway.
Oh, do you? I really do. I love it.
You have a bicycle or a tricycle?
I have.
which one?
It's got five wheels on it. Two to balance.
Yeah, right.
I really do. I still ride a bike. I love it. It's an Italian thing, too, you know, the bicyclist. And I love it. I do. I have an Italian bike. Had it for many
years.
Yeah,
but don't tell me also you have a car with no seatbelt.
No, I don't. But I enjoy it, and I still can't get to the helmet thing. I've been stopped, by the way. Speaking of which, and that's something we may want to get into about rules in America, but I was stopped. Very nice police officer pulled me over and says...
As an old man.
Yes.
Well, as an older man.
He said,
sorry.
And here was his thought. I know you're not used to this, sir. I got the sir thing. But you got to wear a helmet. Thank you. And off I drove.
I don't know. We should get into this sometime. I think that there are too many rules out there. Not that wearing a helmet isn't a good idea.
For my little one.
And a seatbelt, it's also a great idea.
Absolutely.
And for kids today, I agree.
Without question.
I still think that we don't need to legislate all of those kinds of rules. I think that's common sense.
Yes. And that gets us into the question of parental guidance. And that's a whole topic. And, well... Possibly not for this particular segment, but I will tell you, parental guidance in America, it has become I have a little one, as you know. It's
well,
an
yeah. Let's tell our listener too. I mean, you have a child.
I have a child. I have an 8-year-old, and I have learned to be a dad. It started at 60. It has been an experience in a world because I'm stuck between two worlds. I'm stuck between the world that I was brought up in. When we can go out on the street and my folks knew exactly where we would be, no matter where we were. There was that grid and no telephones, and that's how far back we go. One telephone in the building, okay, and the party line. That
was Mabel Ring 3, you know. that was easy. I mean,
but they knew where we were every step of the way, okay? A different world.
Well, I remember you had to be home when the street lights came on.
Yes.
That was one of the rules, no matter where you were in the neighborhood. And also, if you heard your mother call you, you had to answer, shouting back, "Coming, mother." And if I didn't do that, boy, it would be heck to pay.
I'm not so sure over the din of the noise in New York City, she'd be able to hear.
Yeah.
But I would, the spirit was there. Put it to you that way. The spirit was there. But these are rules and regs that in the rest of the world, they don't have them that way. In America, they're more defined.
Yes.
They're more defined. We have certain, and I've watched and I've lived in the rest of the world, as you know, and they just don't bring their children up.
Well,
that way.
I watched a video the other day of a train pulling out of Mumbai, India.
Yes.
And it was covered, the train itself, the outside was covered with people. Hanging on with their
yes.
bundles and suitcases. And, you know, you couldn't do that in this country without getting, and you would be arrested.
I can just imagine people coming in on the commuter trains, hanging off the end. I mean, it's besides being extraordinarily dangerous,
of course,
but it's part of their lifestyle. It's part of their lifestyle. And again, what we talked about during the course of and will talk about during the course of this broadcast, these are the things we take for granted here in the United States. Coming up.
Well, back in 1776, we have a story for you, Carl. A story of civility and a moment that I believe changed history. I'll give you a hint. It was a Major Patrick Ferguson. He was a British military man. He was a marksman, and he had a keen interest in building a new rifle called the Ferguson rifle. So I'll tell you about that in just a few minutes.
America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to get to sleep quick and stay asleep? Pay attention if you'd like an all-natural sleep trick, because here's the biological science of it. If you're having trouble getting to sleep, you already know about drinking a warm glass of milk. Milk has tryptophan in it, and that helps you sleep. But to make it really work, drink the milk along with a saltine or small piece of bread with a small dollop of sweet jelly on it.
So tasty!
And if you take cranberries and stew them like applesauce, it tastes much more like prunes than rhubarb does.
What's the cheap psych trick? You want the tryptophan in the milk. That's what helps you get to sleep to find its way to your brain. The sugar in the jelly releases insulin, which pulls things into the cells, leaving more carriers free to take the tryptophan to the brain. The result, a better night's sleep. But you know what? You might want to check with your doctor first. Got a question? Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the secret to getting more done? Build a task warehouse.
Online retailers track goods flowing in and out of their warehouse. You can do the same with your tasks.
First, set up your receiving department. Every day you have incoming tasks. Some will be damaged. They aren't in line with your goals.
Reject them. Otherwise, you'll have too many tasks in your warehouse.
Second, set up your storage area. Record tasks as they come in so you can easily find them later.
Third, set up your shipping department. Pick the task you're ready for. Once it's done, mark it off so you know it's no longer in your warehouse.
Get more done by building a task warehouse. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.